Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 28th, Monday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. Let's start with Tesla's stock action and what it may be telling investors. Tesla shares in the latest session opened at $313.24, traded as high as $317 and as low as roughly $304.28, and closed at about $309.22. That puts the stock down a little over 1% from the prior close near $313.03, on volume of roughly 44.8 million shares. In technical terms, price slipped below the open, with a moderate downside rejection from the intraday high and buyers stepping in above the session low. Very short term, this looks like a pause or minor pullback after a recent rebound, with support beginning to show up around the mid-300s and resistance just above the 3-teens. Trend softens, support forming near 304 zone. Now let's turn to the most important fundamental stories for Tesla investors and enthusiasts. According to EdNet in Hong Kong, Tesla's most recent second quarter results revealed a dramatic surge in capital expenditures, which has pushed the company's free cash flow into negative territory for the first time in several years. The report notes that Tesla's capital spending jumped about 142% to roughly $5.8 billion in the quarter. As a direct consequence, free cash flow swung from positive to a deficit of around $1.1 billion. This reversal has weighed on sentiment and contributed to the stock's weak performance so far this year, with the shares down on the order of the mid-teens in percentage terms. The commentator, writing from the perspective of a Hong Kong brokerage, argues that this deterioration in free cash flow is not the result of a collapsing core business, but rather a conscious decision by Elon Musk and his team to embark on an aggressive investment cycle. The core thesis is that Tesla can no longer rely on selling electric cars alone to support long-term growth, especially as Chinese brands such as BYD intensify competition with more affordable and increasingly high-quality models. In the Chinese market in particular, Tesla's relative advantage has eroded, and local competitors are offering what the author describes as cheaper, attractive, and good-value alternatives. Under that pressure, Tesla's remaining edge is seen as brand power and technology rather than price. The article stresses that Tesla management clearly understands the risk of becoming just another generic automaker selling commodity products. To avoid that fate, the company is plowing capital into future-facing technologies, autonomous driving, smart vehicle networking, artificial intelligence integration, and related infrastructure. From an investor's angle, these initiatives are described as a lavish bet on the future that consumes enormous amounts of cash, with no quick payoff. The investments are measured in billions, not millions, and are unlikely to deliver matching earnings in the near term. The company's chief financial officer has reportedly signaled that capital expenditures for this year alone could reach around $25 billion and may continue to climb. For shareholders, this means that near-term free cash flow metrics may remain under pressure even if revenue holds up, and that valuation will depend more heavily on belief in Tesla's longer-term technology roadmap. The commentary emphasizes that many investors in Tesla are effectively investing in Elon Musk himself and his vision, rather than in a conventional car company balance sheet. The author believes Musk still has options to raise capital as needed, but frames the current transformation as a beautiful yet risky capital market gamble that demands patience. For those following the stock, it underlines a clear trade-off: accepting weaker cash flow today in exchange for possible dominance in software, AI, robotics, and autonomous systems later. Next, we move to Elon Musk's broader strategy and public positioning on politics and government spending, which may indirectly affect Tesla's perception and regulatory environment. According to the German outlet Soester Anzeiger, summarizing an interview Musk gave to The Economist, the Tesla, SpaceX, and ex-chief has offered a rare partial mea culpa about how far he went into US politics during Donald Trump's second term, while still defending the substance of his cost-cutting agenda. Musk headed a short-lived government entity called the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, from January to May of 2025, tasked with slashing what he saw as waste in the federal bureaucracy. In the interview cited by the paper, Musk admits he was drawn too deeply into politics and says he got carried away. However, he stops short of specifying which decisions he regrets, and firmly defends the aggressive restructuring he led. A central controversy was the effective dismantling of USAID, the US agency responsible for international development aid. Musk had once boasted that he would put the agency through a wood chipper, and in the new interview he labels USAID a political organization and the world's largest financier of regime change. Musk insists that no one died as a result of Doge's cuts and portrays critical reports as self-interested attempts by what he calls fraudulent organizations to regain funding by telling emotionally resonant stories. This narrative clashes with academic analysis quoted in the article. Research published in The Lancet suggests that USAID health programs saved an estimated 90-plus million lives over 20 years, and health experts cited by other media argue that the abrupt end of funding likely led to hundreds of thousands of preventable deaths, particularly among children, from infectious disease and malnutrition. For investors, the Doge episode highlights both Musk's willingness to take extreme, polarizing positions and the reputational risk that comes with that. The article notes that Doge contributed to more than 270,000 federal employees leaving their jobs, cut support for a range of programs from health research to the arts, and faced a flood of lawsuits alleging unconstitutional, politically motivated actions. Doge was ultimately shut down on a preset self-destruct date, the 4th of July, after roughly a year and a half of turmoil. Although this government role is now in the past, Musk continues to champion right-leaning parties in Europe and to take combative stances on immigration, Islam, and what he sees as Western values. For Tesla shareholders, the key question is whether Musk's political posture and the associated public backlash bleed into regulatory decisions, subsidies, consumer preferences, or institutional investor sentiment toward Tesla. The same article points out that SpaceX's newly public stock has already seen a notable pullback, and market participants are watching whether political controversies will further erode confidence across Musk-linked companies. Staying with that same economist interview but shifting to technology and AI, we have several related pieces that matter directly to Tesla's long-term narrative around automation and artificial intelligence. According to the Usinger Anzeiger in Germany, which draws extensively on the economist's podcast interview, Elon Musk has significantly reframed his stance on artificial intelligence. After years of warning that AI could be more dangerous than nuclear weapons and likening its development to summoning a demon, Musk now says humanity should stop trying to control AI in the strict sense and instead focus on cooperating and enjoying the ride. He forecasts that over the next 1 to 2 decades, AI and robotics will drive a period of extreme abundance, where machines produce more goods and services than humans can consume. In this vision, Musk suggests that traditional money could become largely irrelevant in about 10 years, since the bottleneck would no longer be production but distribution and access. He talks about a future of what he calls universal high income, a state where work becomes optional for many people because robots handle both physical and digital labor. While this sounds utopian, he acknowledges that humans will no longer be in charge of the world within that time frame. He compares the intelligence gap between humans and future superintelligent systems to the gap between humans and chimpanzees, arguing that it is unrealistic to think the chimpanzees would remain in control. The Usinger Anzeiger points out the tension between this narrative and the unresolved questions about power and ownership. The article argues that even if AI does generate massive wealth, that does not automatically translate into broad prosperity. Instead, it warns that without deliberate mechanisms for redistribution and democratic control, AI could concentrate economic and political power in the hands of a small circle of tech corporations, including Musk's own companies like XAI, Tesla, and Neuralink. The commentary urges early adopters and policymakers to focus on open-source AI, decentralized models, data rights, and regulation, rather than assuming that superintelligence will benevolently deliver abundance to everyone. For Tesla investors and enthusiasts, these AI comments are not abstract. Tesla's value proposition increasingly rests on its software stack, autopilot, full self-driving, AI-driven manufacturing, and potential humanoid robots. Musk's conviction that AI will surpass the sum of human intelligence by the early next decade implicitly supports Tesla's strategic pivot toward being seen as an AI and robotics company, not just an automaker. At the same time, the article underlines the political and social headwinds that could arise if the public perceives Musk and peers as cheerleading a system that centralizes power while sidelining human agency. Complementing this, an English-language piece from This Day in Nigeria, also based on the Economist interview, zeroes in on Musk's prediction that money itself may matter far less by 2036. According to This Day, Musk reiterates that if robots and AI can provide more goods and services than humans need, the traditional rationale for money weakens, since money is primarily a claim on goods and services. He again frames this as leading to universal high income rather than scarcity. The same article notes that Musk expects China to emerge as a major force in AI thanks to its growing computing capacity and that he views his previous role as co-head of the Department of Government Efficiency as an effort to curb fraud and waste in government spending. He admits he became too involved in politics after the 2024 US election but defends his actions as fiscally responsible. The piece also touches on the criticism that Musk is racist or anti-Muslim, which he denies, citing his family background and diverse workforce, and clarifying that he opposes individuals bringing values he considers antithetical to Western norms. Investors should see these statements as part of a broader positioning. The more Musk frames the future as one of automation-driven abundance, the more he can justify heavy near-term capital spending on AI, robotics, and autonomy at Tesla, even at the cost of negative free cash flow. At the same time, his comments about China's AI capabilities highlight both an opportunity and a competitive challenge for Tesla in the world's largest EV and technology market. A related US article from the Sacramento Bee, again drawing on The Economist's interview, underscores how Musk has shifted from emphasizing AI risk to leaning into AI optimism and acceptance. The piece recalls his earlier stark warnings describing AI as more dangerous than nuclear weapons and assigning a double-digit percentage chance to killer robots annihilating humanity. In the latest interview, he still acknowledges that the probability of a catastrophic AI outcome is not zero, but he emphasizes that the odds of a positive outcome, characterized by amazing abundance for all, are much higher. According to this coverage, Musk states plainly that humans will no longer be in charge of the world within about 10 years and that AI could exceed the sum of human intelligence in roughly 5. He links this to an era where anyone could have almost anything they can think of, barring a global thermonuclear conflict that disrupts progress. The article notes that this marks a real shift in how Musk presents AI, not as something to halt, but as something unstoppable, where the rational choice is to ride the wave and work to steer it as best as possible. From a Tesla standpoint, this reinforces the idea that Musk sees AI acceleration as both inevitable and central to his company's futures. The piece also observes that Musk's businesses XI, Tesla, SpaceX, and related infrastructure are deeply tied to this assumption. His open optimism is therefore aligned with his economic interest. For investors, that raises a natural question: does his proximity to the upside make his optimism more informed or more biased? Either way, if the market believes in the abundance thesis, it may continue to value Tesla and related Musk ventures more like high-growth AI platforms than mature industrial firms, even amid weak margins or negative cash flow phases. Turning to how Musk views collaboration in this high-stakes AI race, we have deeper detail from Times Now in India. According to Times Now, again summarizing Musk's remarks to The Economist, the billionaire says he is prepared to set aside his personal feud with OpenAI CEO Sam Altman for the sake of AI safety. Despite ongoing lawsuits and years of rivalry, Musk is quoted as saying that if they have to talk, they will talk, and that safeguarding the future of AI development is more important than individual disputes. The report notes that Musk endorses a proposal from Demis Hassabis, the Google DeepMind chief, to create an industry LED body that would test and evaluate advanced AI models for potential dangers before public release. Musk goes further, suggesting that leading AI labs in the United States and China should inspect each other's most powerful models for a brief period before launch and report serious concerns directly to their respective governments in Washington and Beijing. In his view, this mutual visibility could help keep competitors honest and reduce the risk that any single actor cuts safety corners to gain an edge. Musk reiterates that he expects AI systems to surpass collective human intelligence within about 5 years and predicts a world where robots will handle most physical and digital jobs, rendering human work largely optional. Interestingly for Tesla followers, this aligns closely with Tesla's narrative around its own robotics projects and its potential role in a future labor-light economy. At the same time, his praise for recent Chinese AI models and his acknowledgement that Chinese firms could become global leaders signals that Tesla and XAI will have to compete in a multipolar AI landscape, not a purely US-dominated one. For investors, Musk's openness to cross-company and even cross-border collaboration on AI safety is a double-edged signal. On one side, it may reassure regulators and the public that leading figures in AI, including the head of Tesla, are thinking seriously about guardrails. On the other side, it underscores how intertwined Tesla's destiny is with broader AI governance decisions that could affect data access, compute allocation, and regulatory burdens. Next, we turn to Tesla's core automotive products, where recent reporting points to a particularly concerning development for one of the company's flagship vehicles, the Cybertruck. According to News, AZ and a more detailed analysis highlighted by the Israeli outlet Cursorinfo, Tesla's stainless steel Cybertruck, once positioned by Elon Musk as a revolutionary electric pickup and a tank built to survive the apocalypse, is substantially underperforming sales expectations and could become a major commercial disappointment. The basic sales picture is stark. Musk had publicly floated the idea that Tesla might eventually sell up to 500,000 Cybertrucks per year, implying that the vehicle would be a centerpiece of Tesla's growth story in North America and potentially beyond. Reality, so far, has fallen far short. According to these reports, Tesla sold fewer than 40,000 Cybertrucks during the model's first full year on the market, a tiny fraction of the aspirational target. Data from SUP Global Mobility, cited in the Russian language analysis, suggests that in the United States only about 7,100 Cybertrucks have been sold over the past 12 months. The CursorInfo piece goes further, comparing Cybertruck's trajectory to one of the most notorious failures in American automotive history, the Ford Edsel of the late 1950s. Ford had bet heavily on the Edsel with massive marketing campaigns and projections of 200,000 units sold in its first year, only to see less than a third of that materialize. The Edsel's unusual styling was widely blamed for its rejection by consumers. In the Cybertruck's case, the radically angular design and unconventional aesthetics have generated viral attention, but also significant criticism and mockery. The report notes that the truck has quickly gained a reputation among some drivers as unreliable and fussy, while its polarizing appearance has become the subject of memes and harsh critique. Analysts quoted in the article suggest that even the reported sales numbers may overstate underlying market demand, because a portion of deliveries have allegedly gone to other Musk-linked entities, effectively boosting figures without reflecting broad consumer traction. They argue that when one compares Tesla's initial rhetoric about revolutionizing the pickup segment with current volumes, Cybertruck may already be on track to rank as one of the biggest automotive misfires in US history. From Tesla's perspective, this is not simply about one model underperforming. The Cybertruck was intended to showcase Tesla's engineering prowess, design boldness, and brand power in the highly lucrative truck segment. Weak sales raise questions about product market fit, manufacturing efficiency for unconventional designs, and the wisdom of allocating scarce capital and production capacity to such a niche, divisive product. The report notes that, unlike Ford with the Edsel, Tesla is unlikely to cancel Cybertruck quickly, because it has symbolic value as an expression of Musk's personal vision. Instead, Tesla may attempt to refresh the design or introduce new variants to stimulate demand, though analysts like those at Cfari Research are skeptical that cosmetic changes alone will overcome deeper issues. For shareholders, the key takeaway is that Cybertruck currently looks more like a brand statement and engineering experiment than a reliable profit engine. That places even more pressure on Tesla's mainstream models and on its software and energy businesses to deliver the earnings growth that supports today's valuation. Our next story shifts from product-specific headwinds to competitive dynamics in a major regional market, Australia. According to 7 News in Australia, drawing on data from the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries and the Electric Vehicle Council, electric vehicles now account for roughly 1 in 6 new vehicles delivered in Australia during the first half of 2026. EV market share there has more than doubled from the same period a year earlier, rising from under 8% to roughly 16%. Within this rapidly expanding market, Tesla's position has changed in a meaningful way. The report notes that Chinese automaker BYD has overtaken Tesla as Australia's top-selling EV brand. BYD recorded more than 29,000 EV deliveries in the first half of the year, representing growth of over 240%. Tesla's deliveries also grew, by around two-thirds, to roughly 23,500 vehicles. That leaves BYD with about 28% of the Australian EV market and Tesla with just over 22%. Despite losing the brand-level crown, Tesla still sells the single most popular EV model in Australia. The Tesla Model Y, a mid-size electric SUV, achieved more than 20,000 deliveries in the first half, giving it a comfortable lead over the second-placed BYD Cillian 7, which recorded about 12,500 units. The Tesla Model 3 sedan remains a significant player, with a little over 3,100 deliveries. The Australian data illustrates two important points for Tesla followers. First, overall EV adoption is accelerating quickly, confirming the long-term global shift toward electrification that underpins Tesla's entire existence. Second, Tesla's relative share is being eroded in some markets by aggressive, fast-moving competitors, particularly Chinese brands that combine competitive pricing with improving quality and an expanding model range. This dynamic echoes the concerns raised in the Hong Kong commentary about Tesla's position in China. As rivals scale up overseas, Tesla faces mounting pressure on both price and volume, requiring continued innovation in software, manufacturing efficiency, and perhaps new lower-cost models if it wants to defend or reclaim leadership in those regions. Finally, while not directly a financial or product update, there is a media and perception story worth mentioning for those who follow Tesla's brand closely. According to the International Business Times in the UK, director Darren Aronofsky remains attached to helm a major feature-length biopic of Elon Musk for A24, based on Walter Isaacson's 2023 biography. The project was first announced with considerable buzz in late 2023 after A24 won a competitive auction for the rights. Aronofsky, known for intense character-driven films like Black Swan and The Whale, is expected to focus on Musk's complicated personality in high-stakes ventures, from PayPal to Tesla, SpaceX, and the acquisition of Twitter, now X. As of late July 2026, the article notes that the film is still in development and has not yet entered production. Casting for the role of Musk has not been announced, and there is no confirmed shooting schedule or release date. Industry observers point out that telling the story of a still active, highly polarizing figure is challenging, especially as Musk continues to generate headlines in business, politics, and technology. Parallel projects, including Alex Jibney's lengthy documentary on Musk that is set to premiere at the Venice Film Festival, underline how much interest there is in shaping the public narrative around him. For Tesla investors, the relevance lies in how such high-profile portrayals can influence broader public sentiment. A widely seen feature film could either humanize Musk and reinforce his visionary image, or further entrench criticisms around his management style, politics, and personal conduct. Since Tesla's market value has historically been tightly linked not only to fundamentals but also to Musk's mystique as a transformational figure, future media depictions like this biopic could subtly affect brand perception, talent recruitment, and even retail investor enthusiasm. That wraps up today's Tesla-focused news update. Thank you for listening, and if you found this helpful, please consider subscribing so you don't miss the next episode.